You're listening to the audio production of The First Time Manager, Leading Through Crisis by Paul Falcone, published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by John Behrens. Introduction. Workplace crisis management, conflict resolution, and navigating extreme change. When The First Time Manager was originally published in 1981, it immediately began its rise to the rank of bestsellers because it taught more than knowledge and how-tos. It actually taught wisdom, which is knowledge applied. It was in that spirit of timeless sharing that the book has continued to be reprinted for decades, now on its 7th updated edition, bringing its spirit of uniqueness and common sense applications to new generations of managers the world over. Most people would agree, however, that the world has changed significantly from those earlier days of the book's origin. Management and leadership are consumed with unforeseen challenges that seem to come at increasingly alarming frequency, with more dire consequences. Changes in technology and globalization are exponential in nature, and today, in the new millennium, we face evolutionary change at a revolutionary speed. Crises seem to abound all around us, and business cycles are shortening to the degree that we often experience whiplash from the extremes of, for example, severe talent shortages, followed quickly by layoffs because of falling demand and excessive headcount, only to be met with the challenges of new talent shortages in specialty areas that didn't even exist several years prior. In short, it's time to dedicate a special edition of the First Time Manager series to dealing with the difficult situations managers face in the workplace. As you'll see by quickly glancing at the table of contents, conflict, crises, and disruption abound at the individual, team, and company levels. Changes in the stock market, world economic conditions, labor markets, and technology are making business as usual a thing of the past for most organizations. Not surprisingly, a 2022 IBM study of more than 1,500 executives showed that managing disruption ranked among CEOs' top concerns. In addition, demographics are destiny, and the number of Gen Y millennials and Gen Z Zoomers are growing exponentially in the workplace, systemically replacing the traditionalist generation, baby boomers, and Gen Xers, and bringing with them new ideas of an organization's role in terms of corporate social responsibility, environmentalism, diversity of people, voices, and ideas, and work-life-family balance, control, and equilibrium. For the first time, we're experiencing five generations in the workplace simultaneously. Unions are aggressively attempting to make a comeback. Women in leadership initiatives are a core focus of many organizations.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?